Maraming salamat po sa biyaya ng Diyos na kami po ay nakakatayo lamang po sa inyo pong harapan. And today we'll continue our discussion on the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll be looking at the life of Moses. So this morning, we will talk about the wisdom of faith in making godly choices. Hebrews chapter 11, 23 to 29. Samahan niyo po ako sa salita ng Diyos. Hebrews chapter 11 po, verses 23 to 29. Let me read from the NASB version. Hebrews 11, 23 to 29. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child. And they were afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking for the reward. Verse 27, by faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land. And the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. Praise God for His word for us this morning. We will not be able to finish this today, but hopefully we'll have sufficient enough understanding on the wisdom of faith in making godly choices in our lives. You see, brethren, we as a people are confronted or challenged to make choices. Of course, practically every day, each day that comes, we are confronted with making decisions in life which would affect the course of our lives. At alam po natin, whether we realize it or not, yung mga decisions po natin, whether good or bad, will have consequences. Okay, at tayo po mismo ay hindi po exempted sa mga bagay po na ito. And we know, of course, by the grace of God, that even when we make those choices, when we make wrong choices somehow, okay, God is able to overturn those choices and cause them to work out for our good as His beloved children, because we are called according to God's purpose. And that purpose is to make us more like His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. But hopefully, brethren, as we make those choices, we will be able to make sufficiently informed choices, and in that, we would make godly decisions. Hindi po tayo sana, no? Alam po natin ating mga pagkakasala, alam po natin ating mga pagkakamali sa harapan ng Panginoon, at kinikilala po natin kung may mga mali po tayo naging mga desisyon sa harapan po ng Diyos. But hopefully, okay, we would learn the lesson, hopefully, okay, as time goes by and God grants us the experience and the wisdom we need, we'll be able to minimize or even be able to do away, you know, with the devastating or harmful consequences na maaari po nating harapin, no? Dahil sa mga maling pagdedesisyon po natin. We know that even in the scriptures, we find God putting before men the most crucial of all choices. If we look at the book of Deuteronomy, the second giving of the law, God somehow reiterated or once again reminded the people of God how it is that they need to follow Him and obey His direction for them. He said in Deuteronomy 19 to 20, sabi po niya doon, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and a curse. So choose life in order that you may live. You and your descendants, by following the Lord your God, by obeying His voice, and by holding fast to Him, for this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. So meron na pong babala ang Panginoon, meron na pong binigay ang Panginoon na tagubilin po sa kanya pong mga anak, mamili kayo, life or death. Ano ba ang mas gugustuhin ninyo? Kung ito yung buhay na gusto ninyo, then I want you to follow carefully the things that I'm giving to you, that I'm showing you, that I have commanded you to do. Obey the voice of God and hold fast to Him. Follow His direction and guidance from His word. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, it was clear that even after the time of conquest, that Joshua and the people of Israel were able to conquer the land of promise the Lord had given to them. Joshua, as he was about to end his life, or about to enter his old age, that he had already done everything, okay, that God had called him to do, he said, "If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served, which were beyond the river, the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are now living. But as for me," he said, "and my house, we will serve the Lord." He made that resolute commitment and conviction. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Sana po tayo bilang mga anak din po ng Panginoon, as we're confronted with making those decisions, whether to follow the Lord or disobey the Lord, whether to serve God or to serve other gods, hopefully we would make the right choice to serve the Lord from our hearts. In 1 Kings chapter 18, we find the prophet declaring to the people of Israel, "How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. If Baal, follow Him." Dalawang bagay lang pagpipilian ninyo: Diyos o si Baal. Kung ang Diyos ay siya ang iyong susundin, then sundin niyo siya, mahalin niyo siya, paglingkuran niyo siya. And we see all of these things being referred to by God and presented to by God before His people, so that sa mga gagawin po nila, alam po nila, may ginawa po silang hindi kaya-aya sa harap po ng Panginoon, meron po yung konsekwensya. And they would taste of that. And God indeed had given them all of that warning, all those warnings already. Now in the context of the book of Hebrews, we would find here written to the believers to encourage them, okay, especially those who are already in the verge of losing heart. Marami na po sa kanila ang parang nade-discourage. Kaya gusto na po nilang bumalik, okay, sa dati po nilang tradisyon. Okay, and because of persecution and because of the difficulties that they were experiencing, it would seem better for them to quit. It would seem better for them to turn their backs from the Lord and to pursue the world. And yet we find the writer of Hebrews being patient to declare before the Hebrews, okay, especially the believers, the Hebrew believers, to be able to show them, hey, okay, this is not the time for you to quit. This is not the time for you to lose heart. This is not the time for you to be discouraged. This is a time for you to gather your strength and commit your life once again to the Lord, to gather your strength to be able to acknowledge the Lord and follow His guidance and follow His leading. And we see here also being unfolded before their eyes the supremacy and the sufficiency of Christ. So it's the main focus of this book. And he wanted to show them who Christ really is, that he is better. He is far better than the traditions of men. He is far better than the angels. He is far better than the old covenant. He is the one who is worthy of their love. He is the one worthy to be followed and honored and obeyed. Okay, for as long as they live, he will be faithful. He will be faithful to guide them all the way to the end. In fact, ini-exhort na rin po sila. Malapit nang dumating, no, si Jesus Christ. So just hold on and hold fast, hold firmly to what you have believed. The things that you were convinced of, even from the day that you have believed and trusted in Christ, you must follow with all your heart. You must diligently submit and obey to these things. And that's why we find the Hebrew writer again, no, showing them. In Hebrews chapter 10, if you might turn your Bibles there with me, okay, dahil ito po yung konteksto ng Hebrews chapter 11, okay, so that as you we study Hebrews chapter 11, di po natin makakalimutan. No, ito po exhortation po niya, no, from verse 23 and then verse 35 and 36. He said, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering." Why? "For he who promised is faithful." Let us hold fast our confession of hope without wavering. Why? Because God who promised is faithful. And then verse 35 and 36, sabi po niya, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised." Do not throw away your confidence. Okay, because by your endurance, after being able to do the will of God, you will receive your reward. The promise of God will be fulfilled in your life. Konting panahon na lang ang inyong hinihintay. Kanya po nga pufulfill ang lahat na kanyang ipinangako para sa iyo, para sa atin bilang kanyang mga anak. And we have already looked at some of these men who serve as an example of that faith, who had shown us by their life and relationship with God and how they manifested a life of faith and how they had truly overcome by grace through faith. Okay, at lahat po ng mga ibinuhay po nila ay bilang pagpapakita po sa atin na ang pananampalataya po nila ay buhay. Na ang ating po pananampalataya ay tunay. Na tayo bilang mga anak ng Diyos, na lahat ng binigay ng Panginoon sa atin, hindi po mawawala ng kabuluhan. What God began in our lives, He will fulfill it. And we are here. We have begun to walk and live by faith. And we know that God will fulfill that all the way to the end. Okay, as we run the race of faith. Okay, tatapusin po. He is the God who is the author and perfecter of our faith. So, inumpisan po niya yun by defining what faith is and showing us what faith really is all about in terms of being able to assure us of things we hope for and the conviction of things not seen. And without faith, it is impossible indeed to please the Lord. Okay, at sinabi po niya sa buhay po ni Abel, we see there the worship of faith. Abel, in his walk in devotion to God, chose God's way by offering the proper sacrifice and was indeed commended and blessed by God. He offered the right worship to the true living God. At patuloy po na ninanais ng Panginoon na tayo bilang kanyang mga anak would worship Him in spirit and in truth. Of course, we see the contrast with Cain, who rejected God's way and offered up his own kind of sacrifice and indeed was cursed in the end. And he even murdered his own brother. In the life of Enoch, we saw the walk of faith by choosing God and living to please God, Enoch, okay, was translated into heaven. God took him, sabi po ng Bible. And he was the only one of the persons who did not experience death, together, of course, with Elijah. Okay, and we see how God's word was fulfilled in his walk of faith. Okay, he continued on, even in an ungodly world, in an ungodly age, he distinguished himself as someone who walked with God and pleased God, and therefore God took him. We see the life of Noah, whose work of faith and devotion to God, even for several years. Kahit wala pa pong ulan, kahit wala pa pong mga nakikita, mga bagay, could not see any proof that God would really pronounce or would enact judgment upon humankind. Parang malayo, no? Parang ang hirap i-imagine yung flood. Okay, and yet Noah, okay, obeyed God and worked faithfully until he was able to finish the ark and enter that ark together with his family and with all the rest of the animals that were with him in that ark. And indeed, he chose God's way rather than the world's way. Kahit na po, na-persecute po siya, kahit na po, tinawatawanan po siya, he persevered to the end. Ganun po ang buhay ni Abraham. He manifested a well-rounded faith. He chose God's way as well in believing God even when he was already past the childbearing age, ang kanyang asawa, ang kanya pong mga pinangako ng Panginoon. Okay, all that he had turned his back from, okay, from the land of the Chaldeans in Ur. And yet, he submitted to God and his ways and waited for the promise to be fulfilled. And later on, indeed, he was able to experience all of that through Isaac, Jacob, and even Joseph. And he passed on that legacy of the faith even to all the Israelites after they were long dead. Kahit namatay na po sila, hindi man po natupad yung pinangako ng Diyos literally para sa buhay po nila. Of course, God still allowed them to experience somehow some of that blessings or some of those blessings, but they tasted death, they died. Okay, but kahit na namatay pa po sila, alam po natin na meron pong masigit na pinangako ng Diyos para sa kanila. They manifested faith, exhibited faith, and conquered even death itself. Okay, so sa mga anak ng Panginoon, wala pong sayang. Okay. It's truly worth the wait. It's truly worth our faith in God. So we see all of these things being shown before us, the contrast between the people of faith and the people of unbelief. Okay, whether we believe God and trust Him all the way to the end, or we would turn our backs and show that we, in the first place, we really are not children of God. We really do not know God. Dalawang bagay lamang din po yun. But to those who follow God and His ways, they will indeed experience the joy and the blessing of being able to experience the promises of God being fulfilled in their lives. So we go to Moses today, and we see in the life of Moses, we will see here several things with regard to the wisdom of faith in making godly choices. And in making those choices, we see him as well together or simultaneously reject the world and all its pursuits and all its ungodliness. So Moses distinguished himself as a man of God, a servant of God all throughout history. Okay, siya po ay isa sa mga pinaka-prominente na pangalan sa Biblia. Okay, next, of course, to Abraham. Okay, the father of many nations. And God had used Moses indeed to lead the people of Israel from Egypt to the promised land. Of course, he himself did not enter the promised land. Okay, ironically. Okay, pero alam po natin, kahit sa ganoong nangyari po sa kanya, God had used his life and indeed accomplished his will in him. So we see here, faith is choosing God's way over man's way. Okay, it is choosing God's way over man's way. At makikita po natin ito being unfolded before us. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of it is death. Or in some translations, destruction. Okay, there is a way that seems pleasing to man, but the end of it is destruction. No wonder the Lord challenged the people of his time. Narrow is the way, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to life. Okay, and a few enter into it. So that we as people of God hopefully would follow the narrow road and see the path that God had placed before us, even when it is marked by difficulties and sufferings, brethren. Because it is God's way, it is the right way. Amen? Because it is God's way, it is the right way. If it is man's way, it is the way toward our own destruction and death. In James chapter 1, verse 5, the writer of James also exhorted us, if any of you lack wisdom, then let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without doubting, for one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Okay, dito po natin makikita yung wisdom sa ating pagpipili. Okay, by faith. Okay, we need to ask the Lord without wavering. We need to ask the Lord to guide us in His wisdom. No wonder Moses, as he reflected on the lives of the Israelites in Psalm 90, verse 12, alam po natin yan as a memory passage or a memory verse. So teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom, or that we may present to you, O God, a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days. Help us, Lord, to mark our days. Help us to consider your ways and not our ways and not man's ways. We want to follow you. We want to do what is pleasing in your sight. We want to glorify you and serve you for the rest of our lives. So, brethren, Hebrews chapter 11 presents to us a life that is guided by divine wisdom, acting out by faith or in faith, which means submitting to God and His purposes, His will and purposes, at the same time rejecting the world, the wisdom of the world, and its standards. And this is what God wants us to pursue. Okay, this particular passage that we are studying this morning will show us what wisdom by faith really is all about. And wisdom by faith, there are seven things that I'd like to present to you, but this morning we'll only look at four of them. Okay, so don't worry, we will cover yung apat po na ito, and next week yung susunod po na tatlo. Okay, so the first thing that we consider, brethren, wisdom by faith chooses, number one, courage over fear. It chooses courage over fear and intimidation, if you might say. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, sabi po niya, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. You see here, brethren, by faith, Moses. But you look at the rest of the passage, it's really talking about Moses' parents. Hindi lamang po si Moses ang tinutukoy po dito. Mamaya makikita po natin ang connection po niyaan as we go along. Okay, because of the faith of Moses, it's the same faith that his parents had. Yung kanya po mga magulang, kanya nila po pananampalataya, no, bilang mga anak ng Diyos, doon pa lamang po, no, sa kapanganakan po ni Moses, sa pagkasilang po ni Moses. Alam na po nila kung ano pong nanais ng Panginoon. Moses' parents are the true celebrated heroes of the faith in this sense. Because of what they did, because of how they took care of their son, Moses, being the parents that God had called them to be, they considered it a noble calling. They considered it such a privilege to be able to parent Moses. Unlike the time, no, sa ating pong panahon, no, na, of course, hindi man po lantad, no, na sa mga Western nations, for example, where abortion is being done, no, practically every day, where thousands of children are being slaughtered. Naiskandalo na po tayo kung may mga namamatay po na libong mga katao sa mga trahedya. Pero hindi man po napapublicize, mga kapatid, how many thousands of children, unborn babies, are being aborted and being killed. Practically, even right now, brethren, for the sake of the mother's choice or the mother's risk for her life. Okay, yun ang ginagamit po na dahilan. Pero sa totoo lang po, ilan po sa mga ginagawa pong ganito ay mga smokescreen lamang po, mga kunwa-kunwaring dahilan lamang para ma-justify po yung kanilang ginagawang pagpatay. But not with God, brethren, but not with Moses' parents. Moses' parents stood on their conviction. And we see that being worked out as this couple, this parents of Moses, Amram and Jochebed, were not afraid of the king's edict. Hindi po sila natakot. Okay, population control, no? Sabi ng gobyerno, sabi ng Egypt, sabi ng Pharaoh, this is what we need to do. Okay, all the firstborn, no? Lahat kayo mga midwives. Okay, in charge, no? Bago pa man isilang yung Hebrew child, no? Patayin niyo na, i-abort niyo na. And he subjected these Hebrews to such a cruelty. Of course, ginamit din po ng Panginoon yung mga midwives na somehow okay, protect some of the babies. Pero hindi po siya nakontento po doon. Eventually, okay, mamamatay yung mga babies 1 year old, no? or 1 to 2 years old. Hindi po siya nakontento po sa pag-abort sa kanila. Okay, and when Moses was born, his parents made a resolve from their hearts to parent this child and allow this child to experience the work of God in his life. Pagkaman bata pa po siya, alam na po nila that they ignore the pressures and the threats of the world when these conflicted with God's ways or God's way. Hindi po sila natakot. Hindi po nila hinayaan na sila po ay ma-overcome ng pag-intimidate po sa kanila. And they willingly subjected themselves to such risk to their lives. Okay, dahil alam po nila na si Moses ay napaka-special. Okay, kaya po dito, sabi po ng verse po natin, when he was born, Moses was born, he was hidden for 3 months by his parents. Isipin po ninyo, 3 buwan po sila na ginagawa po ito, tinago po nila, sinubukan po nila na i-keep po si Moses. And that even in the midst of that, okay, syempre bawat araw na dumadaan, di ba, parang bumibigat yung takot mo, possibly, kung ikaw yung magulang that time. No? Walang sasantuin si Pharaoh. Okay, if you are caught hiding your baby, okay, hindi lang yung baby mo ang mamamatay, pati ikaw. Bilang mga magulang, that the great cost and the great risk to their lives, they willingly came against those things. Why? Because, sabi po ng Acts chapter 7, and then here also being mentioned in this passage, because they saw he was a beautiful child. Turn with me to Acts chapter 7, the first martyr of the church, he reminded the Israelites about Moses, okay, and how it was, okay, for him to be living according to God and in His will for his life. Acts chapter 7, 20 to 23. Sorry, nasa 17 ako. Okay. Acts chapter 7, verses 20 to 23. Sabi po, it was at this time that Moses was born, and he was lovely in the sight of God. And he was nurtured 3 months in his father's home. And after he had been set outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and nurtured him as her own son. Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, and he was a man of power in words and deeds. But when he was approaching the age of 40, it entered his mind to visit his brethren, the sons of Israel. And you see here how Stephen himself recognized that, or the people of God, the Israelites, knew of how God had worked in Moses' life. Doon pa lamang, bata pa lang siya. Nandun na po yung pananampalataya ng kanyang mga magulang. Okay, hindi po nila nilubayan, no? Si Moses. Alam po nila na they saw God's power at work in his birth and his God's intended role in the fulfillment of God's promises. They knew all of that. They knew that God had a special calling for Moses. And that's why he gave them the courage. He was chosen by God even when he was born. At napakaganda po nito, mga kapatid, no? Sa ating po mga magulang, sa ating po bilang mga tatay. No? So you continue on to model the faith that we have in Christ. The Lord had given to us that assurance. Of course, minsan, no, sa ating pong pagpapalaki, sa ating mga anak, there are certain things that are beyond our control. Minsan, pagka hinayaan na po natin sila, halimbawa, pumasok sa eskwelahan, hindi na po natin hawak lahat ng mga bagay na tuturo po sa kanila. We may not know everything that might influence them in their thinking, in the way that they make choices in their lives as they grow up. But as long as we, as people of God, as parents, whom God had called to be, the parents that God has called us to be, ay gagawin lamang po natin ang ating pong role at entrust po natin ang ating panawagan sa Panginoon at ating mga anak sa Panginoon. Of course, together with our prayers, together with our encouragements and ministry to them through the Word of God, nabibigyan po niya tayo ng chance to be able to raise him up in the fear of the Lord and to be able to raise him up in the ways of God. Of course, there's no guarantee that they will end up doing the right thing, so they will end up following after us, but as long as we know na ito po ay panawagan sa atin ng Panginoon, huwag po tayong matatakot. May pagkatiwala po sila sa Diyos. At bigyan din po natin ang puwang ang Panginoon sa kanilang buhay. That sooner or later, they will be able to also see and stand up for what is right. And taglay po natin ang assurance ng Panginoon. And kahit na po at that great risk, they were willing to do that for the Lord. They had the courage and perseverance in the face of opposition and suffering. They had that courage, brethren. Hindi po sila natakot, hindi po sila na-intimidate sa mga bagay ng mundo. Hindi po nila hinayaan na ang kanilang mga anak o kanilang anak ay madiktahan na lamang ng mundo, because, you know, they were willing to confront it with the strength that they have, with the grace, by the grace of God. They hid their child from Pharaoh's wrath and entrusted him in the care of God. Hindi po madali, pakakabalan mo yung anak mo. Hindi po ba? No, into the Nile River. Okay, but of course, praise God. No, na nakuha po siya nung daughter po ni Pharaoh, and she took care of him. And of course, we know the rest of the story, how his own mother nurtured him. Okay, kahit na sa ganun pong sitwasyon. We see the faithfulness of God. Indeed, brethren, when we stand for what is right, when we make that choice and courage to be able to testify of the Lord, to be able to stand on our faith, and no matter what it costs, para sa atin po, para sa kapakanan po, sa pangalan ng Panginoon. Even when we are met by opposition and suffering for Christ. Okay? So they had the courage, they chose courage over fear. And the same faith that Moses' parents had, he had, no? Sa sarili po niya. Dahil kahit na po siguro habang ninanurture po siya ng nanay po niya, okay, even at, in Pharaoh's court, his own mother perhaps had taught him the word of God. It taught him the Hebrew way of life and had taught him the word of God or the scripture during that time, no, that's available for them, no, for him to be able to learn. Okay, so wala pong mga bagay na pwede pong humadlang, no, sa atin upang gawin po natin ang kalooban ng Diyos. Secondly, brethren, okay, faith or wisdom of faith chooses not just courage over fear, but also condescension over pride. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. When he had grown, okay, the emphasis here, brethren, when Moses, okay, did not just, of course, no, after being born, doon pa lamang makikita natin ang kamay ng Panginoon. Also, as he was growing up, he was growing up in the wisdom of God. He was growing up as someone who was living a life that is truly pleasing before God in the eyes of his parents as well and the people around him. And he himself affirmed his parents' obedience, okay, as his own. No? Hindi po siya tumalikod, no, sa pananampalataya ng kanya pong mga anak. And the evidence of that, no, it was his own maturity or his own maturing in the faith. Okay, the fact that it was mentioned here in Hebrews 11 that when he was grown, okay, he had grown up to be mature, he had grown up to be the man that God had called him to be, willingly embraced humility and being willing to be identified with God's people rather than the Egyptians. Of course, when someone condescends, he voluntarily descend from one's rank and dignity. Okay, Moses, for 40 years, had been a prince of Egypt. Okay, alam po natin lahat po ito. He had wealth, he had fame, he had success, he had education. Okay, as mentioned by Stephen, also kanina po sa Acts 7, he had the skill, the power, and the prestige. He had all these things, yet he willingly gave them up. He willingly gave them up. For him, okay, those are just trimmings. Those are just icing, no? On the cake. Hindi po yun ang pinakamahalagang bagay para sa kanya. Hindi po yun ang mas mahalaga para sa kanya. Ang mas mahalaga sa kanya ay ang kanyang pananampalataya sa Diyos mismo. Ang masigit po para sa kanya ay magpatuloy po siya sa kanyang pananalig sa Diyos ng kanyang mga magulang. And by his refusal to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, okay, very clearly, pinapatunayan po nun, mga kapatid, Moses rejected totally, once and for all, the exalted status of being a son of Pharaoh's daughter. Hindi lamang po yun parang rejection na, okay, sasantabi ko lang yan, panandali, no? Pero pag nagsawa na ako or ayaw ko na, balik na ako sa dati. That's really the language of Christ's challenge for those who would want to become his disciples. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Let him deny himself. Let him take up his cross and follow me. To be a disciple of Jesus Christ is to be willing for the sake of God to be able to forsake all else. Be willing to forsake all else for the sake of Christ. It doesn't matter what the world might think. It doesn't matter. Ang inakala po ng nakaramihan sa mundo, wow, pinagpalit niya lahat yan, no? Para sa kanyang Panginoon. But for Moses, okay? In fact, even in the language of the Apostle Paul, what did he say in Philippians chapter 3? I consider everything a loss. I consider them rubbish. I am a Hebrew of Hebrews. I am a Pharisee. I have done all these things with regard to the law. I have the zeal. I have served God. I have done all of these things far more than my contemporaries, or far more than those who had gone before me. And yet, what did Paul say? But I consider everything a loss for the sake of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish. Brethren, when we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we must be willing to part with what the world considered as valuable in order for us to see the value of Christ. In order for us to realize Christ is far better than all the world combined. Far better. Kaya nga po yung pangatlo po, Moses chose character over the pleasures of sin. To further illustrate before us the choice of Moses by the wisdom of faith, he said in verse 25, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. To enjoy the pleasures of sin. And we know that bilang mga tao, bilang mga makasalanan, we are prone to sin. We are prone to doing certain things that are convenient for us, that might be good for us, we think would be good for us. But we know na maaari po, ito po yung mga kasalanan sa harapan po ng Panginoon. Of course, not all things that are pleasurable are evil or sinful. Dahil sabi po ng Timothy, God has blessed us with all things to enjoy. Okay, and the things that God had freely blessed us with, they come in the form of blessing without any experiencing, you know, the curse or the pain of having and experiencing all of these blessings na binigay po sa atin ng Panginoon. And the point is here, brethren, sin may be pleasurable for the moment, but it's always passing. It is evil, and it leads to destruction. And that's why we see the contrast here when Moses chose rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to, quote, enjoy the pleasure of sin. Okay, because it's only for a moment, it doesn't last. And the kind of life that we live as people of God, we would rather keep our character free from sin and allow God to guide us and be at the center of our lives rather than the enjoyment of pleasure, which is for a while. We would not trade anything else for the sake of Christ. Hindi po natin ipagpapalit ito, okay, sa momentary pleasure. Hindi po natin ipagpapalit. Obviously naman po, pag tinuloy-tuloy po natin ang buhay ng kasalanan, alam po natin kahinat nan po nun sa buhay po natin. We would end up miserable. We would end up ruining our testimony, our reputation, our lives before the Lord. And the consequences really cannot be fully measured kung tayo po ay hindi yung naging tapat sa Panginoon. The Lord has called us, brethren, to a life of holiness. In fact, He satisfies us with Himself. Para po makita po natin ang kawalan, the emptiness of sin. Remember, the people of Israel were confronted in the time of Isaiah or Jeremiah. My people have committed two sins. Jeremiah declared before, through God, no? Declaring before or through Jeremiah, my people have committed two sins. One, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. Second, they have hewn out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. My people have committed two sins. They have made some substitute in their lives. They have forsaken me, una, and they have made some substitute in their lives. We see here the sin of idolatry. We see there the sin of forsaking God, the sin of not recognizing the pleasure in God Himself, the joy of knowing God, the satisfaction we find in the Lord Himself. Sa bawat pagkakataon na binibigay po sa atin ng Panginoon is an opportunity for us to enjoy the Lord. Ngunit tayo po ang minsan mas naghahanap po ng ibang mga bagay kesa sa Panginoon. How is your devotion to God, brethren? How is your devotion to the Lord? Are you watching over those things and being able to see the pleasure that is found in God rather than the pleasures of the world? God's way is not only for His own honor, but for our own good. Let us realize that. Hindi lamang po ito para sa karangalan ng Diyos, kundi po ito po ay para sa ikabubuti rin po natin. And Moses was quick to identify the difference. Moses was quick to identify the difference. Moses, and together with his parents, chose courage over fear, condescension over pride, character over the pleasure of sin, and fourth, Moses chose to identify with God's people. Isa pa po ito, no, na ginawa po ni Moses. And there's one people of God throughout history. He willingly saw himself as one with the people of God, and those who follow Christ become part of the same household. We see in Hebrews chapter 3 how the Hebrew writer recognized, of course, the superiority of Christ to shepherd us and to be the high priest who is able to lift us out, you know, from the world, okay, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, but also to be able to show that Moses was instrumental. Okay, Moses was the type of Messiah as well, type of Christ that showed us how important it is for us knowing Christ as our deliverance. Christ is the one who will shepherd all of us as God's people. Kaya hindi po tayo iniwan ng Panginoon sa ating mga sarili. And fourthly, brethren, Christ reaches over worldly treasures. Look at Hebrews chapter 11 once again, verse 26. Considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking for the reward. Very significant. Now, if you would notice in that verse, how he considered the reproach of Christ. When did Christ come? When did Christ come? Years before Moses or years after Moses? Of course, years after Moses. But we see Moses is someone who saw Christ, no, at a distance and recognize the promise of God for that coming Messiah. Doon pa lamang, no, naunawaan na po niya na si Kristo bilang pangako ng Diyos, the coming Messiah, the real, the true prophet and priest and king of the Israelites who is going to come and give his life for the sake of his people. Remember when the people of Israel disobeyed God? God was about to obliterate the nation of Israel and told Moses, okay, tabi ka, no, and I'm going to deal with these people and obliterate them from the face of the earth, and I will start anew through you. And what did Moses tell God? God, what will the other nations say? about you. You just brought them out just to destroy them. What will become of the testimony of your name? What will become of your glory, Lord? And at the end, Lord, even though your people have sinned against you, Lord, by providing for them an opportunity to be saved, an opportunity for them to repent, an opportunity for them to return to you, isn't that a greater vindication of your name than for you to just destroy these people? Di po ba? It's a greater vindication of God's purposes. And this is glory, indeed, in forgiving sinners rather than destroying sinners. And that's why even Moses himself acknowledged that in his life. Moses considered the weight, or considered or weighed carefully, or with careful thought, what Egypt had to offer against what God offered. This is what Egypt means, but this is what God wants. This is what God wants. He wanted to pursue life with God. He wanted to pursue life with God and not apart from God. He wanted to pursue acknowledgement of true riches that can only be found in Christ, that can only be found through the salvation that God will work out through the Messiah, through His only begotten Son, Jesus. He would rather choose those true riches rather than the temporal riches of Egypt. I'm leading to the true point here, brethren, as people of God. We are the most blessed of all people. God's riches had been provided to us at Christ's expense. Sabi nga po nila, di ba? We made an acronym of GRACE, God's riches at Christ's expense. That's grace. That's grace. God's grace toward us as people of God. It's not only talking about the riches which are literal riches, but He was talking about the spiritual riches in Christ. He was talking about the salvation that was to come through the salvation of God and His Messiah. And He was going to fulfill that when Jesus would come here on the earth. Eh, grabe pong pananampalataya po ng mga Old Testament saints po na ito. Wala pa man po si Kristo, nandun na po ang kanilang pananampalataya at pagtitiwala sa kaligtasan ng Diyos. Brethren, Moses suffered reproach for the sake of Christ, for the sake of his Messiah, but he knew that the Messiah is going to suffer even more on his behalf or for his people. Kaya nga po, ang kamatayan at buhay ni Kristo na kanyang nilaan po sa atin typifies, what Moses experienced with the people of God typifies before us what Christ even more would experience because of our sins. Because we do not deserve Him, we do not truly deserve the mercy and the grace of God for us, and yet Christ willingly died on the cross. He willingly gave of Himself for us so that His riches now belong to us. Christ became poor so that through His poverty, Corinthians said, we might become rich. Okay, and praise be to God for His indescribable gift indeed for us. Brethren, in summary, he was convinced that God's offer was infinitely superior in every way. Sabi po ni Spurgeon, the worst part about being a Christian suffering is better than the best part of being an unbeliever. For an unbeliever, his best life is now. But for the believer, his best life is yet to come. And the worst has already been done with ng Panginoon. Ano pang experience mo sa buhay na ito na mas grabe pa sa dinanas ng iyong Panginoon para sa iyo? And that's why there's nothing that could ever separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. As people of God, or like Moses. Moses pursued God's reward above all the world, all that the world could offer him. He indeed pursued all that God had given and promised for him. Hindi po niya hinayaan mga bagay na mag-impluwensya po sa kanya. What do you seek or want to pursue above all else? We need to ask ourselves this. Will we choose God over the world, just like Moses? Will we be willing to follow the Lord and say with all our hearts, Lord, whatever the cost, whatever you want me to give up, whatever, Lord, it will take for me so that I would follow you with all my heart, I'm willing to go through it all. Yes, brethren, as part of the implications of this, okay, alam po natin, we have been given sufficient enough courage for the sake of Christ to face ridicule and intimidation. This is not our permanent home. In fact, sabi ng Panginoon, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Whoever wants to live a godly life will be, that's a promise, will be persecuted. But take courage, sabi ng Panginoon, I have overcome the world. 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul declares to us, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and sound mind to confront the world. No matter how it tries to oppose the life of God in us, then we can emerge victorious. Secondly, brethren, we must be willing to turn away from the life of sin as we seek to be faithful to God. We must be willing with all our hearts to surrender, to submit to God, and confess and repent from a life of sin in order to prove ourselves faithful all the way to the end. Ang usapan po dito, mga kapatid, ay matapos po natin ang takbuhin pong ito by the grace of God. By the grace of God. Yes, nadadapa po tayo. Yes, nagkakasala po tayo sa Panginoon. Yes, may mga time, kakamali po tayo sa mga pinipili po natin, mga choices po natin. But in the midst of it all, brethren, truly, God is faithful, and therefore, He will find us faithful. He will find us faithful. Thirdly, we must be ready to part with everything for Christ and take our place with those who truly trust and follow God and the Scripture. We must be willing. Lord, kung ito po ang kinakailangan, Panginoon, para lalo po ako mapalapit sa iyo, then Lord, do it. I'm willing, Lord God, to part with everything. Gaano man po kasakit, no? Parang bata na kinukuha yung laruan mo or candy mo para palitan ng tamang pagkain. Sometimes, we find it really painful when God removes certain things in our lives that we consider, quote, important to us. But because God loves us and because God is faithful to His work, He will discipline us, He will remove those things, He will make sure that nothing will hamper our maturing in Him. And lastly, brethren, all our present sufferings and troubles will soon come to an end. Praise God! Amen? Lahat po na naranasan po natin ngayon, kung tayo man po ay dumaraan sa mga pagsubok sa ating buhay, they will soon come to an end. Moses had all those troubles. You can divide, that, in fact, the life of Moses into three parts, no? 40 years each. 40 years in Egypt, 40 years in the wilderness, university, and 40 years in leading the people of Israel from Egypt to the promised land, which he did not even enter himself. 40. Okay, 120 years ang binuhay po ni Moses. And yet through it all, he saw the grace of God guiding him, leading him. And you read Psalm 90 and you would find how Moses meditated on all the works of God in his life. God, you are our dwelling place. God, teach us to number our days. Lord, we are but dust. We are mere breath. We are nothing. Okay? But you will give us your reward. Let's read Hebrews chapter 11. Lastly po, ito na lang po, no? Para ma-encourage pa po tayo lalo. And to close this message, I'd like us to read once again, Hebrews chapter 10 naman po, 19 and following. 19 to 25, he considered that God is able to raise people. Sorry, Hebrews chapter 10, sorry. 19. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh, since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another with love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. 35 and 36, once again. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you for the life of faith that you have worked in our lives. Thank you for Jesus, your Son, who gave of himself for us, so that right now we are given the privilege to enjoy the things that you have freely given us by faith. We thank you for the life of Moses. We thank you for the wisdom that you have blessed him with, Lord, together with the faith, Lord God, to be able to choose freely, to choose rightly, courage over fear, condescension over pride, character over pleasure of sin, and Christ's riches over worldly treasure. And Lord, as we continue with this next week, Lord God, continue to guide us, continue to plant deep in our hearts this deep conviction from your word that you are unrivaled, you are unmatched, Lord God, by anything else in the world. And that life with you, truly, Lord God, is the most satisfying life we could ever live. Thank you for who you are to us. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that we are kept secure in you, Lord. Make us faithful. Make us faithful. Make us willing to part ways with what we consider, Lord, pleasurable in our lives. But in the end, Lord God, they're not truly important as far as our life of faith is concerned. Thank you, Lord. Do guide us even through this message. Thank you for all your children who listen to this message, Lord God. Thank you that you've granted them the patience and the grace to be able to listen and somehow, Lord God, bring to our attention, Lord, the things that you want us to change, to be changed, Lord God, by you. Lord, as we give our tithes and offerings, help us to give in faith. Help us to give, Lord, willingly. Help us to give, knowing, Father, that you are the true source of all blessings. And you will continue to truly, Lord God, allow your children to experience your provisions, Lord, for every work and every business represented, for every household, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you are able to provide, you are able to protect, and you are able, Lord God, to keep each one by your grace. And for your glory. We pray all of this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Maraming salamat po.